Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Talking all things Arkansas Razorbacks spring football with our good friend Ty Richardson, who does a fantastic job covering all things Arkansas. He's the co-host of The Morning Rush and the program director for ESPN's Hit That Line Arkansas. Ty, what's going on, man? Appreciate you taking the time.
Chris, appreciate you having me. I guess it's the inaugural show, that not the inaugural show, just me getting to do with you and SEC Unfiltered. We were just talking before. This is something you kind of envisioned for a while now, and it's cool to see that it's coming to fruition, man. Excited to talk Arkansas for the next 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, Ty, it's crazy to think how long it's been since we had you on the airwaves, and I say let's not make it that long again, because it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Let's dive right into it. The vibes around spring practice, Ty, anytime you're coming off a disappointing season, right, there's kind of this extra sense of intensity or urgency or what have you. I would have to imagine that were the case and then some this spring for Arkansas, right? You come off of 4-8, obviously all the talks of Sam Pittman, his job status. I know he gained a lot of favor back from the fan base, bringing in Bobby Petrino, which I want to talk about in just a second. But Ty, from what you picked up, did you sense, was there an extra sense of urgency? Was it different than springs past, or did you kind of take it was just business as usual?
I think there has to be. I mean, this is a program that hasn't had a lot of success the last couple of years, 7-6 and then 4-8. And you had expectations heading into last offseason and you failed. I mean, you didn't make a bowl. You didn't do squat. And now bringing in Bobby Petrino and trying to figure out the transfer portal. Arkansas just had Isaiah Gustav enter, the outstanding running back from Naples, young kid. Then also one of their backups, Jacoby Criswell. So it's a heightened sense. And they hit a little more in spring than maybe as much as they have. Not the quarterbacks, of course, but this is something that Arkansas fans don't take lightly. I mean, just like in Columbia, South Carolina, or in Athens, Georgia. I mean, they care desperately about their football program, and they don't want to see another non-bowl season ahead. But it's a tough sled. I mean, you go to Stillwater Week 2. So, Chris, I would definitely say there has definitely been a heightened sense, but it's been kind of overshadowed a little bit by what's gone on with the Arkansas basketball program the last week or so.
Certainly the excitement in Fayetteville for John Calipari at an all-time high. It's also at an all-time high for this Razorbacks offense with the return of Bobby Petrino. It's crazy how life comes full circle. And again, Ty, we're speaking days after the red and white spring game. And so we saw this come to fruition. Talen Green, I mean, my goodness, have a day, 15 of 21, 242 yards, 3 passing touchdowns. You saw the Bobby Petrino effect in that spring game. And I'll ask you this, Ty, when it comes to Talen Green, right, the signal caller, the transfer from Boise State, his performance in that game, was this what you heard about him all spring, that he was taking steps forward and really grasping the offense? And did you hear that Bobby Petrino's unit was going to be exciting, was going to be fireworks, or were you even surprised by what you saw in that red-white game? Because I tell you, Ty, you know, there's mixed feelings, mixed reviews on how we're going to look at Arkansas when we start dropping predictions and look at the 2024 season. But I tell you, and I don't want to overreact, you watch that offense on Saturday and you think about Bobby Petrino and obviously his standing as an offensive play caller, I think it makes you stop and say, Arkansas, it's going to be fun to watch, and they might be a problem this year.
You hope so. Talen Green, I don't know if he locked up the quarterback one job when he got on campus, but a lot of good things coming out of spring about not just what he was able to do on the field, but leadership. And that's not easy to walk into a new locker room where you don't really know anybody. He had a connection with Jalen Braxton. They played high school and I think middle school ball for it. And, one's a Frisco kid. The other one's a Texas kid. They're both Texas kids, excuse me. But there wasn't a ton of connection, but he seemingly was on board and the other guys were on board with them. And that's not a shot at any other quarterbacks on the roster, but some guys just have a feel and they just get it. And this kid apparently gets it. Now he's going to have to get it against SEC opponents. It's one thing to do what he did on Saturday against your second and third team. And Arkansas, I don't know how much depth they're going to have on defense to begin with, but I mean, they got LSU, they got Tennessee, they travel to Auburn and Mississippi State, which are kind of in that like middle ground. We'll see how they turn out with Freeze and in year two, and then also trying to figure out with Jeff Lebby. So you just are excited about the prospect of Talen Green getting out in the open, making plays. It's not going to be Lamar Jackson, I would say. That's where people were pointing to is Bobby Petrino is the former coach of not just the Heisman Trophy winner, but the MVP. But this kid's going to make a play or two that'll make you just say, wow, after he does it this season.
Now, Ty, the offensive line was really the eyesore of the 2023 season. I know in spring ball it's nearly impossible to draw any sort of conclusions. Like if I had told you this time last year when the spring game had concluded, hey, this is what Arkansas season is going to look like up front, nobody would have believed me. Heck, I wouldn't have believed it, right? Because you just don't see that coming. Arkansas, Sam Pittman went out in the portal, added pieces. Carmona, I think the big one of the offensive line amongst a host of others as well. From what you picked up in spring ball, what you heard, what you saw in the red-white game, do you feel like there's positive signs that the offensive line, maybe it's not one of the top three or four in the SEC, but they're going to take a massive step forward this year?
Yeah, Chris, this is not a Joe Mortal or winning offensive line, but anything can be better than last year. And I had to claw my eyes out watching some of these games. I mean, this is regarded as the best offensive line coach in the country, and it's the worst that he's ever had, not just in Arkansas, the worst. I'm talking about the worst that he has ever coached on a football field. And I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if they misevaluated, misrecruited, or were miscoached, but it was awful. And there's nowhere to go but up. Legitimately, they cannot be worse than they were last year. And if they're even like the slightest bit better, then you have to think that one of those games, I mean, they went to Tuscaloosa and Baton Rouge and lost by three. Like this team was really one of the most inexplicable Arkansas football teams I've ever watched, where they got pounded at home and then they played teams tough on the road. They even went to Oxford and played the Jackson Dart and the Reb stuff. So I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I have to think that the offensive line cannot be near as atrocious as they were last season, Chris.
Now, Ty, switching sides of the football, Sam Pittman was quick to highlight a couple defensive performers that had big days. What have you heard about the defensive side? Again, it was Landon Jackson, Cam Ball, Xavier Sorey, Carson Dean, Brad Spence, Jaden Johnson. Again, defensive standouts from that red-white spring game. It was a very much mixed bag, as you mentioned, for the Arkansas defense a season ago. What did you hear about that group this spring? And I guess overall feelings about the defense? Because, again, in the spring game, we all love to see offense, right, especially after last year. Folks want to see the Bobby Petrino offense and Talen Green have success. But there's the other side of the football as well. What did you pick up and what did you hear about the defensive side throughout the last couple of weeks?
Sam Pittman really liked what he saw from Landon Jackson, who he said was all over the field. Landon's going to be probably at media days again like he was last year, and probably is going to come in more even proclaimed. He's going to have probably first-team All-SEC accolades that accompany him. Brad Spence is the linebacker to watch, the young kid. Now, Xavier Sorey is the five-star. He's got that resume with him. Did play a lot at Georgia, but Spence is the guy they couldn't stop talking about in the summer. Braxton was a freshman, I believe a freshman All-SEC teamer, and him and Lucas, two of the better players that Arkansas was able to get in that recruiting class last year. And I think both those guys, stepping aside from defense just for a sec, both those guys to step up. But Arkansas, I mean, they lost McLaughlin. They lost some other linebackers too, to either the portal, like Jaheim Thomas, who went up and followed Luke Fickell, or to the draft and or to just out of eligibility. So, or Chris Ball to Ole Miss. So there are some issues in depth, particularly at the linebacker position. They're not as deep as they were at D-line either. And they did arguably lose their best cover corner in Dwight McLaughlin. So I don't know if you asked about the defense. I don't know if they're going to be better than they were last year. They were great at times. They were atrocious at times. So I think this is probably heading for an up and down season for Travis Williams group too.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Ty, is there reason to be concerned about the special teams? Sam Pittman mentioning after the game that, you know, that They need to be more consistent. Each kicker, it looks like there wasn't extra points kicked, but field goal attempts, each kicker went 2 of 4.
Yeah.
Is it an overreaction to say that special teams is a major question, or is that something we should be keeping an eye on based off of what you heard in the spring and we obviously saw in the spring game?
Keep an eye on. I mean, just you saw it firsthand. There's people watching these kicks, and if you can't make it in front of, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000 people, how hard do you think it's going to be going on the road to the difference that venues that you have to do in college football? I think we as a fan base took Cam Little for granted last year, who was the best player on Arkansas's roster. Think about that. The best player was a kicker on your roster last year. I mean, this kid's an All-American. I don't know if he'll get drafted next week, but a team should take a chance on him because he'll be worth the price of admission and worth every penny that he'll get paid, whether it's working his way up or just making a roster somehow. So, yeah, when you lose someone of that caliber, there's always going to be a drop-off. And as close as Arkansas's games were last year, you can't have a major slip-up in special teams, one of the areas that we don't talk about enough when it comes to tight ball games.
Ty, when it comes to spring football, obviously, again, you're there in Fayetteville, boots on the ground. Was there a guy or two that maybe you heard about emerged during spring practice that folks should keep an eye on that maybe obviously isn't a household name yet, but is someone that you feel made a name for themselves this spring for Arkansas?
There's a kid from Benville named C.J. Brown that's 20, 30 minutes down the road from where they play at Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium. I got a chance to talk with him this past summer, and I really like what he had to say. I didn't know if he was going to have an impact, and he still might not, but they seem to like him. And I don't know if a true freshman is going to be able to get into this rotation where they return, I think, 5 or 6 of their top pass catchers. But I think that he's giving them reason with his speed and his ability to at least give him a chance. Now, it's one thing to give him a chance against University of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Little Rock game one on Thursday night. It's another thing for asking him to call out blitzes or read coverages on the road in Jordan-Hare Stadium coming up this season where they play in Jerry World in Dallas. You and I both know the pressure that accompanies that is far greater than just playing a middling team at the very beginning of the season. So we'll see. I do think that you mentioned some of the weapons they have, and I know your coworker, Blaine Gilmer, was talking about like Broden and Armstrong and other guys that Taylen Green is going to have the chance to throw the ball to, but he would be kind of the name that I'm plucking out of the hat that not as many Arkansas fans are aware of that he might have an impact, not 500, 600 yards, but maybe a catch or two that makes a play for you this fall.
Ty, was there anything that surprised you from Arkansas spring practice, including the red and white spring game, or did it kind of go as you expected?
I think it went as expected. Ole Miss, for example, did something so off the wall. Joey Chestnut. I mean, I think a lot of people are buying Ole Miss stock this year, and I've been buying it since the offseason. Who they've been able to get into that campus, the kid from Florida, the outstanding pass rusher from A&M, whose name I'm forgetting too, darts back. I don't know if he's the quarterback that can take Ole Miss to their first ever SEC championship. We'll find out on November the 9th when Georgia's in town, but it sure looks like that is a team that has the pieces, but I just thought that game was unorthodox. I just thought it was odd. And Arkansas just kind of had a run-of-the-mill typical spring game.
Biggest spring game overreaction from what you saw from Arkansas on Saturday. Again, this is for fun. This is not going to be, we're not going to hold it against you, but yeah. Folks love to overreact to spring games, even though we'll preach for weeks and say, hey, take it with a grain of salt. It is a glorified scrimmage, but from what you saw, if you were going to have an overreaction at anything, what would it be?
I think it would be the true freshman, KJ Jackson from Montgomery, Alabama, possibly being the backup. And I don't think that that's like just this wild conspiracy thought. I mean, I 100% thought it was going to be Jacoby Criswell. He ends up, again, as of yesterday, electing to plan on entering the transfer portal, according to the reports. So if this kid, who 4-star, and I threw like 130-something touchdowns in high school. If he ends up becoming the backup, that says something about him. I don't know if it's as much of a detriment to Criswell or Malachi Singleton, the young man from North Cobb, but I think it says something about this this lefty that I can't remember the last time Arkansas had a lefty quarterback, at maybe outside of Barry Lunney, that is produced for this football team. So that would be my overreaction, is that it actually might happen.
Ty, final thing before we get you out of here. You know, we talked about this on our airwaves, the hype meter, I guess you could call it, of every single fan base. And it's funny how the spring game or really anything can serve as a shot in the arm. Do you feel like now the hype within the Arkansas fan base around Razorbacks football, has it now increased for the 2024 season because of what the offense did, what Bobby Petrino showed in the spring game? Because for me personally, I look at that, and like I mentioned to you, man, when we're looking at Arkansas schedule this summer and we're locking in some predictions, where I maybe thought something was a sure thing, I now have some hesitation because I'm like, doubt Bobby Petrino on what he can do offensively at your own risk. Is it still very much like a hesitancy, a wait and see because of being burned so badly last year? Or is there a new level of hype and excitement now because of, while it's just a spring game, we got a glimpse of the Bobby Petrino effect?
Here's the weird thing about all of that, Chris, and I think it's a fair question. It's been so dull about Arkansas football since Cal got here. And I'm not kidding. It's wild because I thought there'd be so many questions, so many comments, so much rejuvenation with Arkansas football, bolstering of sorts when the spring game. And all people around here want to do is talk about Cal and this basketball team, which is not typical this time of year. You got the baseball team that's number two in the country that actually heads your direction to Columbia this weekend. A football program that has a new coordinator and a Bobby Petrino that many people know about and pretty much every fan. And yet all people can talk about is basketball, which is odd. But, I mean, it's the Cal effect. And until, I don't know, and it's not going to subside because he's going to keep adding players. Like, he just got Big Z from Kentucky. It is going to continue to be a basketball center state for the time being. Then postseason baseball will be around, and it'll ramp up there. And then once that concludes, while football will have the majority of the conversation, there will be still a lot talking about Cal, especially the more headlines he makes. It's been weird, Chris, this last week. It really has.
Exciting times in Fayetteville for sure. Our good friend Ty Richardson of Hit That Line Arkansas is all over it again, the co-host of The Morning Rush, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Ty, always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate you taking the time. Let's definitely do it again soon.
Absolutely, Chris. See you in Dallas in a couple months, buddy.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.